We begin this hour with All Tech Considered. Today, the buying spree in Silicon Valley. Over the past few months, the country's biggest technology companies have opened their wallets. Google and Facebook alone announced deals worth more than $24 billion, and they're spending these billions on small companies with almost no revenue. It all seems to be spooking Wall Street. Technology stocks plunged last week, and today the tech-heavy NASDAQ closed down 1.1%. So we wondered, are we watching another tech bubble burst? Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
The case that this is a bubble is pretty easy to make. Just take Oculus VR. Facebook recently spent $2 billion for this company, which makes a virtual reality headset. $2 billion. This, for a company that's barely 2 years old, still doesn't have a consumer product, and using their headset sometimes leaves people feeling nauseous.
It's upside down. Is that because the helmet's upside down? It's like you fell over, Steve. So put that on.
Peter Hawley is the founder and CEO of Red Robot Labs, a gaming company in Mountain View. And he's using the Oculus Rift to take me on a virtual reality tour of a villa on the Italian coast. Butterflies flutter in front of my nose. I see ocean waves breaking against cliffs in the background as I float through the scene. I make a quick move, and suddenly I need to sit down.
How do you feel?
I feel a little queasy.
Already?
Not my proudest moment.
This is definitely the one that makes you feel ill.
Virtual reality is a powerful thing and can be powerfully disorienting. Actually, that's a pretty good metaphor for the tech economy right now.
Obviously, we live in this insane bubble here where these valuations are just beyond the comprehension of some.
When Peter Hawley says bubble, he's not talking about an investment bubble. He means this place, Silicon Valley, where big companies generate billions of dollars in profits each quarter and are worth hundreds of billions.
The comprehension of these kinds of numbers, you know. But I just mean bubble in terms of understanding. What does it mean for a company like Facebook to spend $2 billion?
Hawley is a virtual reality optimist. He thinks that Facebook may have bought itself a powerful new platform. And in 5 years, people could look back and say that $2 billion for Oculus was a steal. But the size of some of the recent deals here have left even seasoned Silicon Valley insiders rubbing their eyes. Peter Nia is a venture capitalist at Lightspeed.
I mean, I must admit that when I first saw the WhatsApp valuation, I thought I needed to get bifocals because I thought I might have missed a decimal point.
Facebook bought WhatsApp, which offers a free text messaging alternative, for $19 billion in February. At the time, Nia was thinking WhatsApp was worth maybe $1.5 billion or $2 billion.
So we're talking, my sense of things was that it was closer to an order of magnitude less as opposed to what it was.
And it's not like Peter Nia has been sitting on the sidelines. He's an investor in Snapchat and Nest, which Google bought for $3.2 billion in January.
Tech has become a more pervasive part of our lives. And so it does make sense that valuations for tech companies should increase. It's to what extent? You know, it seems like some of these valuations are very frothy.
Bidding wars between Google and Facebook have driven the value of some promising startups to stratospheric heights. And their own soaring stocks have made this all seem affordable. It all combines to encourage big risks. And
there'll be some spectacular failures.
But Charlie Moore, a technology attorney who's lived through three booms and busts here, says bubbles are not always such a bad thing.
It's really times like this that don't come around every day that you see the kind of experimentation and risk-taking that really Silicon Valley is known for.
After all, Intel spent millions of dollars in the 1970s trying to build a smartwatch. It was a total failure. But other bets the company took at the same time helped build a multi-hundred-billion-dollar business. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.